perspective that that's given you on high school graduation. So please tune in again next week. I'm not sure who the host will be or what the topic will be. That's the nature of live radio. And so with that, we'll turn it back to Dave Cole for the closing, and we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org, and you're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page.
Hi, this is Dave McGrath. Join me at the Wisconsin Public Radio Listener Social Thursday, May 19th, 6 till 9 p.m. at Anodyne Coffee, Walker's Point, Milwaukee. You can also meet Kathleen Dunn, Rob Ferret, Chuck Quirnbach, and Veronica Rickert. Details at WPR.org/WeLoveOurListeners.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, free open-air Wi-Fi is available in a growing number of areas in downtown Kenosha and along the lakefront. Look for the wireless option DKI Wi-Fi. Service is financed by a coalition that includes Kenosha County, the city, and Gateway.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, information and help for first-time homebuyers is available through the Housing Resources, Inc. They have regularly scheduled classes in both English and Spanish in Racine and Kenosha. Get details at 262-636-8271.
Support comes from Gateway Technical College. Jobs with starting salaries of between $28,000 and $40,000 are awaiting Gateway graduates with associate degrees in accounting. Learn more about on-demand online classes. Visit gtc.edu.
Support for classical music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Althaus, honoring personal legacies in the circle of life. They believe that every detail counts and every memory matters. Piasecki Althaus is located in Kenosha on 39th Avenue, serving the community since 1931.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Marlo Harmon, a lifelong Racine resident who's currently employed as an addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
Good morning, listeners. This is Marlo Harmon, your host for today's Community Matters with WGTD 91.1 HD, and it is a pleasure to have you with us today. Today we are actually going to be communicating and talking to an individual that is a part of a new dental program in Racine, and her name is Lauren Langer. She's the Community Relations Regional Manager for Familia Dental. And so it is going to be a pleasure to speak with her and see what services they have and how they're going to benefit our community overall. Thanks for joining us today, Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Marlo. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. Now, I read quite a bit about the dental program starting in Racine, and it was interesting. So I just want to kind of know a little bit more about why and how the services are going to benefit the residents in our local area. But could you start off by first kind of providing us a little information about you? What's your background and what's your experience and how is it going to benefit the business?
Sure. I am the Community Relations Regional Manager, as you stated. I cover all of our Wisconsin offices, present and future. I have been with Familia Dental for 2 years, just celebrated my two-year anniversary with them last week.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I started as a community relations coordinator in our Decatur, Illinois office. About 9 months later, I picked up a Champaign, Illinois office.
All right.
And then just this past November, I relocated here to Wisconsin to become the regional manager.
All right. So what do you do in your role? What as a community relations regional manager, that sounds like a big title. What are some of your duties and tasks in your position?
I am the manager for... Each office has a community relations coordinator, mm-hmm. and as a community relations coordinator, we're responsible for going out and basically spreading the word about Familia Dental. We're the ones that are in the community, hands-on, bringing new patients in the door. We also provide all of our community service events and participate in other health fair events
okay.
and different informational things going on so that we can provide as much information about dental health to the community as we possibly can.
Okay. So who is like the CEO or the head person who has organized and started up Familiar Dental? And provide me a little bit about their background.
Dr. Azad is our CEO and founder.
All right.
He's an amazing man. He doesn't practice anymore,
uh-huh.
But he was a practicing dentist.
Uh-huh.
And he really dug deep, and his main reason for starting Familia Dental was to have a practice in the communities that were underserved. And that's always been his philosophy. And
mm-hmm.
that's always why the locations that we end up choosing
mm-hmm.
are the locations where the most help is needed.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily what's the busiest place to go or mm-hmm. where are we going to bring in the most people. It's going to be where are we going to be able to provide the best help.
Okay. What is the mission statement and the vision for Familia Dental?
Dr. Azad, like I said, his vision was to serve the underserved, and that is his main vision.
Okay.
The mission statement for Familia Dental is to provide patients with the best dental care possible in a modern, state-of-the-art family center, but also do it at affordable prices.
Okay.
So we call them state-of-the-art family centers because when you pull up to our building, you notice right away bright primary colors.
Yes.
And pictures that portray families on the windows. And
yes.
a lot of times it kind of gives off the vibe that we basically deal with children.
Yeah.
But we will take care of anyone starting from a child that has their first tooth
uh-huh.
all the way up through our senior citizen patients that need denture services.
Okay.
So we are an all-inclusive family dental office.
Now, I do have to admit that when I drove by your location on Washington Avenue in Racine, the colors, the visual of it seems welcoming. It seems inviting. I haven't been in the location, but from what I understand, there's also an area for children, and many of the staff are bilingual speaking staff to service a more diverse population in the area. What are two solid ways in which your company are making efforts to meet your mission statement? What are two key ways in which you are able to meet the mission statement?
Our mission, right off from the beginning, it doesn't matter whether you're an employee who works at our front desk,
okay.
or if you're one of our community relations coordinators, or our doctors, or even up to anyone who answers the phone in our call center
mm-hmm.
or in our corporate office. Every single person that calls, walks in, is going to be treated the same no matter what. Whether you have insurance through a managed care company or through a state-funded insurance, or if your employer provides you with insurance, or whether you have no insurance at all,
mm-hmm.
that's not what our employees are looking at. Our employees are looking at the actual person that's walking in the door, the family that's walking in the door.
Okay. So to treat everyone the same, regardless of their ability to pay, treat them with respect. Are you saying treat as how you would treat an individual, or are you saying treat service providing treatment?
Both.
We're
going to treat that person as a person regardless, no matter of their ability to pay or what insurance they have, or whether it's just them coming in, or if it's them and their significant other and their three kids,
okay.
or everyone gets treated the same, regardless. Same thing with services. Regardless of where you're coming from, the services that we offer aren't going to be restricted because you don't have a private insurance
okay.
funded through your employer.
That would definitely be something that would be inviting and kind of advantageous to the individuals that are either underinsured or uninsured totally. So why have you started the the services in Racine, as far as what population do you see in Racine that you are really interested in servicing? Now, I know that you said that you typically pick the location based on individuals who may benefit from your services, whether they are underinsured or not insured at all. Are there any other key things that you are looking for as far as your clientele that you know that your services will specifically help a little bit more in comparison to maybe some other dental office in Racine?
A lot of times, especially with state fund insurance or managed care company insurances, mm-hmm. there's a lot of restrictions as far as you might need an appointment right away, but there's a waiting list at a dental office that accepts your insurance.
Right.
From what we heard when we were looking for our locations, people were typically waiting 6 months for a dental appointment.
Mm-hmm.
In Racine, we've noticed a lot of large families, especially with the Hispanic community mm-hmm. in Racine. There's large families of 6, 7, 8 sometimes that have these managed care state funded insurances. Uh-huh. And the restrictions were you can wait 6 months and then we can only see two of you at a time. Or we can only see you specifically on the third Wednesday of the month mm-hmm. and only for 2 hours first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
And we still can't see all 6 or 8 of you at the same time.
Okay.
Our office isn't like that.
All right.
If you call me and you have a family of 6 and you can only come, you know, on a Wednesday afternoon and your whole family has to come, we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We understand the struggle of having to request time off work and try to make sure that you don't have to pull your children out of school all the time in order to get them to their appointment.
Right.
So we have the ability to facilitate your entire family coming in at one time.
That is good.
It might be a little bit of a longer appointment,
mm-hmm.
but it's one appointment, one day, where you don't necessarily have to wait the 6 months and only two of you. Because if you're doing that and there's 6 of you, it takes 18 months then in order to get your whole family seen by a dental office.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things that we took into consideration when coming
to
Racine.
Mm-hmm.
That and a lot of other dental practices you don't hear. Familia Dental is open 6 days a week.
Oh.
We're open
so
Monday through
Saturday.
We open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we take our last appointment at 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Saturday mornings we open up at 9 o'clock. And we take our last appointment at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, those are some good hours.
That way, it's kind of a flexible range. There's
mm-hmm.
if people have to work first shift or work second shift, there's
mm-hmm.
still a time frame of where they can come in.
Right.
If they, you know, only work during the week and have it can only be off on the weekends, we offer those Saturday hours.
That is good. What are your future plans for expansion, possibly in this area, maybe not Racine, but the area, period, in the next 2 to 3 years? Are there any plans?
There's huge plans.
Really?
And we're really excited.
Really?
Wisconsin has been fantastic for Familia Dental.
Okay.
We have our office in Racine. We currently have 2 open offices in the Milwaukee area.
Okay.
In June, the first 2 weeks of June,
mm-hmm.
we'll have a third Milwaukee location.
That's good.
And in the last 2 weeks of June, we are actually opening a Kenosha office.
Are you serious?
Yes, right off of Green Bay over by Lowe's. So we're really excited.
Wow.
Like I said, that'll all happen in the month of June. The 2
okay.
new offices will open in June. As far as after that,
uh-huh.
we're looking at right now 2 locations in Madison,
mm-hmm.
another location in Green Bay. And then possibly in a location in Janesville.
Wow.
So Familia is very busy in Wisconsin, but Wisconsin has been very welcoming and great to us.
That is
so
good. Because in Racine, you've been there. I know you opened last year, but I don't know which month. Or was it longer? Was it longer than last year?
No, it wasn't longer than last year. It was November.
Yeah.
November 7th, I believe, okay. of last year is when we opened. So we've been, it'll be, you know, it's 5 months now. Yeah. So
that is good. That is good. I've read that one of your business plans is to, you know, make trips to the dentist easier, accessible and a little bit more affordable to everyone. And the one thing that you have identified as making it easier is being able to hopefully accommodate families with their services. What else is needed to make a trip to the dentist easier? Because my background is in psychology and sociology. So I understand from reading, I don't even remember years ago, but the dentist, going to the dentist is like one of the most feared,
right.
one of the most feared things to do.
Absolutely.
People get sweaty hands. People get heart palpitations because it's kind of nervous, you know, nervous with the drills and the possible pain. And so how do you make a trip to the dentist easier?
because like you said, no one likes going to the dentist.
No one
does. We will, you know, even I will agree with that. But as you said, from what you've seen in the office, first thing when you walk in the door, it's just a different, it doesn't feel like a cold, sterile environment like most dental offices. Mm-hmm. The walls are bright blue and fluorescent green.
All right.
There's, you know, the girls are smiling at the front desk. Mm-hmm. Everyone's in a professional uniform. There's a television in the waiting room okay. to kind of ease your fears a little bit, kind of distract you from what's about to happen when you walk
that
into
would
the
be.
Back.
Okay.
The colors and just the energy continue once you do go back to the offices. And our offices have more of a, I guess I should say, an open floor plan,
mm-hmm.
which everyone's looking for these days. You're not stuck in a room where the door is shut. And again, it's a cold, sterile room where your fears and your tensions are just rising as
mm-hmm.
you're sitting in there. The colors are still there. The warmth is still there. There's a television in every room provided for the patients. So that way, a lot of times people will use that as a distraction. It's a great way if you put on cartoons for children to get them to sit in the dental chair and kind of block out
True.
The noises that are going on.
True.
But it works for adults, too. It works for adults, too.
Okay.
And as mentioned earlier, we have that great play area
mm-hmm.
in our offices for the children. And a lot of times when any parent goes in and has their children with them, they're nervous as well for what will happen for their kid's treatment in the back, possibly,
True.
Or
True.
How their child is going to react or behave
Right.
in the back. So that gives everyone a chance to unwind. Parents can relax in the lobby waiting area while
mm-hmm.
the children are running around, running off their energy, their nervous energy in the play area.
Okay. How do you get feedback from your patients as far as, one thing that you said is that Racine has been good to you, and that has to be the case, or Wisconsin has been good to you because you are expanding in Wisconsin. How do you get feedback from your patients to determine, if you're meeting your goal of your mission statement, if you're not? How do you get that feedback? Or do you have anything established to receive feedback from the patients? Because I'm interested in knowing what have patients said about Familia Dental over the last few months?
We do. We have a couple of different ways.
Okay.
That's one of the jobs that's kind of umbrella and under my coordinators.
Okay.
My coordinators, while they're out of the office 75% of the time that they are in the office,
mm-hmm.
they spend walking around. Talking to patients, seeing what we can do better. There's no office is ever going to be perfect. There's
Right.
always room for improvement. So we take everything that every patient has to say into very close consideration. If a person tells us, I've had a great experience back here, but I waited a long time to come
mm-hmm.
back. Thank you for letting us know.
Right.
We're going to take the time to figure out where we can fix the problems so that way we can speed up that waiting time. So mm-hmm. you're not waiting as long in order to come back or in order to see the doctor. Mm-hmm. So the coordinators are a big part of it, and that's the personal contact.
Okay.
And then the second way is that we ask our patients to go online through Yelp. Yelp has been huge for us. That's a new thing for us.
Okay.
We ask patients, leave an honest review.
Uh-huh.
Whether you're going to provide the facility with 1 star or 5 stars,
mm-hmm.
I want you to be honest. Let us know what we can fix, or let us know how great it was, so
right.
that other people can see that. Yelp and Google, of course, is the other way that people leave a lot of reviews.
Okay.
So the coordinators pass out the information, basically instruction sheets on how to leave a review online. So it's kind of spelled out. It's not the easiest thing sometimes if you're not already using a Yelp system or Google, but we provide you with the instructions on how to go online and leave a review. And then our coordinators and myself and the office staff even are there to assist if you have any other further questions, or if you need help in leaving a review, or if you can't leave a review, who do I need to talk to?
And what has been one of the things that have been identified by clients that they love about Familia Dental?
The service that they're receiving back in the office.
Okay.
Our recruiters at our corporate office have found some very genuine, caring doctors. And they're gentle.
Uh-huh.
And that's another thing. You don't want to go into a dental office and have a dentist with a heavy hand.
Yes. That is so true, Lauren. I have to tell you of a personal experience. There was a time I went to the dentist, and when I was done, I was crying. And I never went back to him.
Yeah.
I never went back to him. It was such an experience that I didn't forget. And I had to find a new dentist. So a dentist with a gentle hand, for me, is a plus.
Right, absolutely. A gentle hand, a soft demeanor. You don't want anyone that isn't going to have a harsh demeanor when they walk into the room. They are just very genuine and caring about their patients. They will sit and listen. So if they want to know what's going on. They want you to tell them exactly what's going on so that they can properly diagnose and treat you.
Okay.
And then each of the doctors have a dental assistant that is in the room that also helps take that fear, take that edge off. They're very caring and compassionate too. They're there to be the doctor's third hand.
Good.
So they are always by the doctor's side. They don't leave the doctor's side. They don't leave the patient's side.
Well, I'm interested in knowing a little bit more about the doctors, because since that is the key to your success, the doctors and the services that they provide, I have a few questions with regards to that. But listeners, again, thank you so much for joining us today for Community Matters. We are interviewing Lauren Langer. She is the Community Relations Regional Manager for Familia Dental. And Familia Dental has been in existence since, it was established in 2008, but it is expanding a lot in Wisconsin. And so we are going to be asking Lauren some more questions to assist you in potentially selecting a good dental provider. Again, this is WGTD 91.1 HD. So Lauren, tell me a little bit about your doctors. Is there any one special dental technique or special procedure that you guys are really forward thinking in, or just really stand out for? And if not, then tell me one of the strongest strengths of the doctors that work for you guys.
Our doctors provide general dentistry.
Okay.
So we'll do your cleanings and your deep cleanings. And if you need a tooth extracted, they'll be able to take care of that for you. And fillings. And they are able just to make sure that your mouth is healthy. we don't have specialty procedures, but one thing that definitely stands out about our doctors is that they are able to provide such quality work to a large number of people. And that takes a strong doctor and a strong dental team backing them. Because without the support of the dental assistants and the office manager and even your front desk staff and your community relations coordinator, the office can't run at a high capacity with quality work without the backing of a full team. So
how large is your team?
We have in Racine, we have four doctors.
Oh, okay.
There are three front desk receptionists, an office manager, the community relations coordinator, and I believe we are up to, I want to say, 12, possibly 12 dental assistants. They rotate their days off, but each doctor has two assigned dental assistants a day. And then that way, one is able to take x-rays and seat patients and make sure that everything is ready, and the other one will stay chairside with your dentist.
Okay. Now, I know that in the in this immediate area, you've opened an office in Racine, November of last year. So within the last 5-6 months, we've established that it's been in existence. So how did you, what steps did you do to orient the new staff and the new team to what your needs would be? Or are these staff members that you've just kind of pulled from other locations like the Milwaukee area? But I'm interested in knowing how do you orient your staff and your team to meet your needs in your vision and mission statement?
All of our staff, when initially hired before the office opened, were then traveling to our Chicago locations.
Oh, really?
We have three Chicago locations. Where they actually were able to train in the established offices. So they were working directly with dental assistants and front desk and doctors and everyone, the regional office managers, the regional clinical directors, everyone was involved in the training of the new staff to make sure that they were able to carry out our values and our mission statement and be able to provide the same service that we're providing in our other locations to the patients that would now be seeing us in Wisconsin.
Okay. What are some future possible opportunities for your location or Familial Dental period? All of the areas, whether it's Chicago or Milwaukee, what are some potential opportunities? Are you considering that, I don't know, nowadays there are there is the possibility of changing healthcare availability for individuals, or I don't know, the need, the lately more people patients are wearing grills and stuff on their teeth, and so in the next few years when that style is out, there's going to be a procedure that's going to have to correct that or change. I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. But what possible future opportunities for Familial Dental are out there?
Familial Dental is going to keep evolving and keep changing. With growth comes with new opportunity. Our dentists and our staff stay on top of things like continuing education and different procedures, because like you said, and our dentist will be the first to tell you, your gold cap and your grills, and they're awful for your teeth, as great as they look. They are horrible for your teeth.
And they don't look that great. Well, that's my opinion.
Well, and our doctors, because they do worry about the future health of your teeth, that's not a service that is provided.
Okay.
We'll whiten your teeth in our office. So whitening is a big thing right now. We offer orthodontic services in our other offices. Yeah. That's not something that we have right now in Wisconsin, but that's not to say that that won't ever come to Wisconsin, right. Which would be huge. Because it's the same mentality, the same coverage. Okay. We're going to accept your state-funded insurance, your managed care insurance, your no insurance patients that still want or need the treatment. And we're going to be able to essentially help provide that service.
Okay. Now, Lauren, I am going to ask the question that probably many of my listeners are wondering. Okay, so here's the question. How in the world are you able to provide great service and continue to exist when many of your clients don't have insurance to pay? I'm sure that is what some of my listeners are thinking. How are you able? Because when doing a business and owning a business, my background also is some in business, you know that you got to have more revenue than expense.
Right.
So how will you be able to remain in existence and expand when some of your clients aren't able to pay for the services? Good question, though.
It is a great question. Because Dr. Azad specifically puts his locations to serve the underserved. Uh-huh. That's what he's focusing on. Okay. That's what all of us are, as his employees, are focusing on. Mm-hmm. And whether the compensation coming from the majority of the patients that we see do have some sort of insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. So whether it is your state Medicaid or Molina or United Healthcare, uh-huh, or any one of the managed care insurances, there is reimbursement there, mm-hmm, not from the patient side, but from their insurance side. Mm-hmm. So those reimbursements added into our private patients that come in with their privately funded insurances, that helps everything. But our doctors and our staff are what keep these patients coming back. And that's the key in order to be able to expand and continue to providing services, is that you have provided such quality care that the patients keep coming back to the office. They keep coming in, they're able to keep us going, and the need is there. If the need wasn't there, we definitely wouldn't be expanding as fast as we are, but the need is there. And while the situation isn't the greatest, mm-hmm, that there is such a high need, mm-hmm, the reward of being able to help all of the people that were not able to receive dental care prior, mm-hmm, it's huge.
Okay. All right. Are you able to provide me the philosophy for Familial Dental as far as how oral health kind of relates to your overall body health? How do both of those kind of work hand in hand?
And they do. They work hand in hand so much. And a lot of times people don't realize, mm-hmm, how important your dental health and your dental hygiene is to your overall health. Mm-hmm. A great example is if you have a pain in your mouth, mm-hmm, at a toothache, a throbbing toothache, which more than likely the majority of us have had. A lot of times it's caused by an infection. Mm-hmm. If you have an infection by your tooth, you have to think of everything that's working with your tooth and, yeah, the location of your tooth. You have nerves and blood systems, your veins, and everything is right there. Not to mention bones and, mm-hmm, the proximity to your nasal cavities and even your brain, mm-hmm, because everything's right here. And if you don't take care of an infection, mm-hmm, it can spread. Yeah. It can go into your bone, causing severe bone loss, mm-hmm, and damage. It can get into your blood system, mm-hmm, causing a person to become septic and be hospitalized and, uh-huh, have to receive IV, true, antibiotics. Yeah. Like I said, blood system, it can get close to the brain. It can cause disease in your entire mouth, not just the one tooth. Mm-hmm. Everything's connected. So if you leave one tooth untreated, a lot of times it results in a larger procedure that has to be done, or more extensive procedure that has to be done. But then you continue to think about the, you know, your teeth are in your mouth, you're eating. If you are eating and you have something going on in your mouth that connects to your intestinal, your you know, your stomach and your intestines, and your whole entire body can be affected. Your heart is, can be affected by your tooth health.
Really?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, dentists are the first to be able to diagnose patients that have sign of diabetes.
Oh, really?
Because of the way that their oral health is.
Okay.
There's signs and symptoms in our mouth for everything.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, something as serious as oral cancer, that's something that the doctors look at every time you go. Whether they tell you that's what they're looking for or not, when you're sitting down in the chair and they're looking everything over, they're not just looking at just your teeth, they're looking at the health of your entire mouth.
Okay.
So.
All right. What are some of the changes that you've seen in the practice over, you know, the few years, and what may be some challenges that you expect in the near future?
Changes and opportunities for me would be the growth.
Okay.
When you start seeing offices come up in more locations, it's a great feeling, but
that's a threat to your business. If there's more and more dental offices, how do you work with, because there's quite a few dental offices in Racine, how do you work with, maybe, I don't know, other dental offices?
And that's part of my position and my coordinator's position, is to build relationships, not only with other dental offices, but with the local emergency rooms, the other local community organizations, because we're the ones that are making the appointments for the patients, seeing them when they're there. They're calling us if something is going on where we need to take care of a different situation. When they sit in the chair, a lot of times that gives a person an opportunity to open up and talk.
Yeah.
So we are able to provide them with other resources. Okay. If a patient tells me I'm having, you know, having a hard time putting healthy food on my table, I can tell them, contact this person at this local organization and they'll be able to help you. And so we really look at the patient as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
We're there for the overall patient. And so that's why it's so important for us to work, especially with other dental offices. There's two insurance plans that we're not currently able to take patients for.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other dental offices that can. And so, therefore, we build, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, a lot of times, we'll build those relationships so that that dental office can send patients our way. And in turn, we're going to send the same patients back their way as well.
Okay. Now, in your role, I think that, I don't even know if this was before we started talking on the air, listeners, so. But you said, I think that you said, in your role, you also provide information, activities in the community. You do things in the community to bring attention to familial dental?
Absolutely.
So could you just tell me a little bit more of how you are, it's not where the patients have to come to familial dental to find out. You actually are out in the community spreading information about dental health and about the organization overall. Can you tell me one event or a couple of events, or what do you do?
Sure.
Okay.
For example, in January, Familia Dental was part of the Be Well Expo at Southridge Mall in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
A huge amount of people came through the mall that day, and we were able to provide information about dental health and dental education and hand out toothbrushes and toothpaste, and also all of our information, our contact information, how to get a hold of us, where we're located.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in May, in the beginning of May, Familia Dental is working with the American Heart Association for
really?
an event that they're holding in Oak Creek at the Marcus Theater.
Okay.
Lights, camera.
Which day?
May 4th.
Okay, May 4th, everyone.
May 4th. They do a health fair with fun activities, Zumba and salsa dancing and cooking, and we pass out information about your health and your heart health and your dental health, and then they premiere a movie, which is huge, and it's a family-friendly event. So
you said it's May 4th in Oak Creek?
May 4th in Oak Creek at the Marcus Theater.
At the Marcus Theater.
Yes, starting at 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
So those are some of the community events, but other things, different religious organizations will have just health fairs, just information to pass, just little informational time to provide their members with information about things happening in the community. So we've been to different churches. Mm-hmm. We go to the WIC offices and provide information there to mothers and brand new babies. We also...
That's good.
Finally, after 6 long months, we are going to be able to, starting the beginning of May, start working with our mobile services.
Really?
So
I may have heard something about mobile dental services, but I can't think of any in my recent hearing ability of it. That is good.
That allows us to go into daycares, Head Starts, and actually set up an office in a room probably similar to the size of the room that we're sitting in right now, or even half of the size. We bring a dentist or a dental hygienist with us, and we do exam, cleaning, fluoride services, and sealants if the children are old enough.
Uh-huh.
That way, we can take care of children all in one day or 2 days at these different facilities.
That's good.
And
that
helps mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or whoever is watching these kids. They don't have to take the time off of work then.
That's a great opportunity.
They can come in to follow up for if more restorative work is needed.
Mm-hmm.
But for your child's six-month checkup with the dentist, everything's done on site. All documentation is provided. So the school right then and there has the documentation that they need that your child's been to the dentist.
That is good.
So we do that, and our dental education coincides directly with that. Anytime we go to provide mobile services, especially to the children, we make sure that the coordinators or myself, we go personally about a week and a half, 2 weeks before, and do the fun presentation with the kids, get them excited. We talk about good foods and bad foods and what's a healthy choice and what's not a healthy choice. We have stuffed animals where the kids can brush their teeth, and we have a huge set of teeth and a huge toothbrush that the kids love because it's funny. They've never seen anything that big.
Right.
So it gets them excited and it gets them familiar with us.
Yeah.
And then the coordinators, we come back the day of the mobile unit. So we're there. The children start to recognize the person. If they then have to come into the office, more than likely we're there as well. So they have that continuation, that familiar face. And then the doctor that sees them on site will be your doctor that will see them in the office as well.
Well, that is good. And just listening to that, it seems a quite progressive idea and goal. And there's some things that are changing in Racine. I know that with the Racine Unified School District, they are looking to build a facility that's kind of an all-inclusive, holistic facility that not only teaches, but also provides additional services and like that. So that idea of being more mobile, instead of just stationary in one location to meet the needs of the community, I think that is really, really good. I just think that's awesome. How could a listener who is interested in new dental services contact your offices? And is there a website that someone can go to if they wanted to get more information?
Absolutely.
All right.
Being the regional manager, I like I like all the patients to contact myself or one of my coordinators directly. That gives you the more personal experience.
All right.
That allows us to gather any information that we can prior to you coming in. So if anyone is looking for an appointment in our Racine office or any of our other offices, they can contact me directly. My phone number is area code 414-232-5762. I have access to